A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the book of Psalms, chapter 5, from verse 1 through to 3. I am reading from the New King James Translation of the Bible. The scripture says, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct my prayers to you and I will look up." In Psalm chapter number 20, from verse 1 through to verse 5, the psalmist said, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desires and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions." The answer is our subject of consideration today and for the next few days. The goal of intercession and supplication is answer from God. That is the expectation of our prayers. We expect answers from God when we pray, either by way of intercession, praying for somebody else, or supplication, pleading with God for our own sake. The goal of such prayers or intercession or supplication is answer from God. We desire answers from God. And so the psalmist said in verse 1 of chapter 20, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble." And so I say, in the day of prayers, may the Lord answer you. I want us to understand this morning that God is a prayer answering God. He answers not only the words, he answers the meditations of the heart. And for this reason, in his epistle to the Ephesians, Paul, in chapter 3 and in verse number 20, said, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." God does not only answer our asking, he answers our thinking. And that is the reason why our meditations must be right. We must think right before God, because we know that God hears not only our prayers, the words of our mouth, he also listens and hears the meditations of our heart. So in Psalm 5 verse 1, the psalmist said, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditations." Give ear to my words and then consider my meditations. These are the two things that God will always hear and answer: your prayers and your thinking. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that you can ask or think. So what are you thinking and what are you asking? Now we know what we ask, but many times we do not consider or call it to mind that God hears and answers our thinking. We must understand this and ensure that the meditations of our heart is acceptable unto God. So God hears and answers all prayers. There are certain prayers that God will not hear. He will not even listen or hear these prayers at all. Number one, God will not hear the prayers of a sinner. The prayers of a sinner, God will not hear. In Proverbs chapter 15 and in verse number 8, the Bible says, "The sacrifice or the prayer of the wicked, an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight." So the sacrifice of the wicked or the prayer of the wicked, the prayer of a sinner, is abomination to God, but it takes delight in the prayers of the upright. And so a sinner's prayer is an abomination. And because it is abomination, God does not answer such prayers. In Proverbs chapter 28 and in verse number 9, the scripture says, "One who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination." And the person who turns his ears from hearing the law, from hearing instruction and reproof, his prayer is an abomination. So God will not hear, God will not answer the prayers of a sinner. Secondly, God will not answer the prayer of a man who closes his ears to the cry of the poor. Whoever closes his ears to the cry of the poor, God will not hear his cry also. In Proverbs chapter 21, verse number 13, the Bible says, whoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard. Don't close your ears to the prayers or the cries of the poor. We will always have the poor around us according to the scriptures. Be therefore sensitive to the cry and the prayers of the needy, of the poor around you. And so if you open your ears to the cry of the poor, you will also cry and you will be heard. But a man who shuts his ears to the cry of the poor, he himself will pray and he will not be heard. Number three, the prayer of a man who is full of himself will not be heard. God will not hear, he will not answer the prayer of the proud. In James chapter number 4 and in verse number 6, the word of God says, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. The prayer of a man who is full of himself does not receive answers from God. God will not hear. God will not answer the prayers of a man who is full of himself. Don't forget, God does not send anybody away empty apart from the man who is full of himself. That is the man who will come before God and go back empty. A man who is full of himself, a man who is proud. Number four, God will not hear, neither will he answer the prayer of the self-righteous man. The prayer of the self-righteous man will not be answered. God won't hear his prayer. So don't be self-righteous. It is good to live a righteous life, but please don't ever flaunt your righteousness. In Luke chapter 18, verses 11 and 12, the Bible says, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as these tax collectors standing over there praying. These are my righteousness credentials. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. So, Lord, I am a righteous man, and so my prayers must be answered. But the Bible tells us that that man went back disappointed. His prayers were not heard. His prayers were not answered. God never answers the prayers of the self-righteous man. Dear listener, why it is important to be good, why it is important to live right and to do right, I plead with you to never flaunt your righteousness. Never flaunt the fact that you fast. The ability to fast is given to you by God. And so don't flaunt it. Don't throw it before God in the place of prayers. Don't make it a reason why God must hear and answer your prayers. The fact that you fast, the fact that you tithe, the fact that you do good, you are not an adulterer, you are not a fornicator. Don't flaunt it before God. Don't ever forget. All of this combined, all of your righteousness, they are like a filthy rag, like a woman's menstrual pad before God. Therefore, don't flaunt it. God will not hear, neither will he answer the prayers of the self-righteous man. He will not answer the prayer of a man who is full of himself. He will not answer the prayers of a man who closes his ears to the cry of the poor, and neither will he answer the prayers of a sinner. May the Lord hear you in the day of trouble. God delights in hearing and answering our prayers. He wants to answer your prayers. And it is my prayer that your prayers will be heard and will be answered. In Jesus' precious name, let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, whatever sin that may stand between me and answers to my prayer, forgive me by the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash me from every sin that could stand between me and my answers. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Our Father in heaven, I pray in the name that is above all names, that by the blood of the eternal covenant, the blood of your Son Jesus, you will cleanse me from any sin that may stand between me and you. I confess my sins today and I receive forgiveness by mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice to pray and say, Father, bless me to be a blessing to people around me. Help me to open my ears to the cry of the poor. Bless me and make me a blessing to people around me. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will bless me and make me a blessing to people around me. Help me to open my ears to the cry of the poor. Help me to be sensitive to the cry of people around me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to begin to empty yourself of yourself. Father, I empty myself of myself. I humble myself before you. I reject pride of any kind. In the name of Jesus, I am not full. I am empty. I am nothing. I acknowledge my emptiness before you. And I ask, oh God, that you will fill my emptiness yourself in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the God of heaven will hear you when you cry. The Lord will hear your prayers. The Lord will answer your prayers. And I pray that whatever sin that may want to stand between you and answers to your prayers, I ask that the blood of the eternal covenant will wash you clean from such sins. You have redemption. Your sins are forgiven. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. And because you have emptied yourself of yourself, you are not proud before God. And because you have emptied yourself, you have humbled yourself before God, God will exalt you. He will promote you. He will open his hands to you and satisfy your heart desires. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to prepare to attend 10 days at Shiloh. Friday the 25th of this month, 10 days at Shiloh starts. Join us at the Light Cathedral or on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Support Daily Impact with Grace Mann with your prayers by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contact. Support this with your giving. Support financially and let your financial donations be sent to this Zenith Bank account number 12161000456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Mann. The Lord bless you as you do. For your question, your comment, your counseling need, or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.